actually did any type of sales. So you have to bear with me here as I actually get myself back in the things here. Today we're going to talk about sales in the inner game. And basically, I've been doing sales for about, I would say, about 5 years and customer service for 15. And the one thing I find interesting about sales is the actual communication between the customer and the salesperson and the whole aspect of trying to get around the obstacles in which the customer or the salesperson has that try to get to the root cause of a problem and offer them a solution that is reasonable and also that the customer wants. And a lot of times you see the salespeople who really don't want to do it, and you see the salespeople who don't really are awesome at it. And today I want to talk about the sales in the inner game. Now, the thing with the sales inner game is this, is that you got to find out what the inner game is. What we mean by that is who you are and who are you and what you're about. I'm going to be honest, I'm an introvert. I have a hard time talking to people, building a connection with someone. I'm always looking at those who can make it so easy. They just make those connections so easy. But I forget that some people are like me and that some of those people had a hard time connecting with people. And there's a lot of work to be done to change yourself, to be more extrovert and be able to talk to people and make those connections pretty quickly. It takes practice and patience. The game is to change one's mindset, not just wish for it to change. A lot of life coaches say that you have to get your mind knowing it wants to change versus just wishing to change. So it's one of those things where people actually kind of sit there and think, oh, I want to change. But you really have to be deep down, the core of who you are, saying, okay, it's time to get serious. It's those that pivotal moment in which someone says, you know what, I'm going to lose weight now. I'm going to stop, quit smoking. It's just that it's no longer I wish I could. It's going to happen. There is no going back. And that's one thing that I'm working on right now is for myself would be that is just trying to get that concept of changing myself. And this is the whole point of the Block Talk Radio and the reason I'm going back into it. I used to do it way back in the day on a TV show called Jericho. I used to be under a radio host named by JT, I think it was. I can't remember. It was like almost 6 years ago. And it was very interesting. And with social media and being in sales, you got to offer people things that for free. You just got to help them in ways that they don't realize they're going to be helped. And one thing I like to do is a lot of salespeople out there providing great information. Like, for example, I don't know if anybody's listened to Advanced Sailing Podcast. They have some wonderful information. They actually really got me back. And it's like, you know what, I should start doing this. So I love talking. I love talking about sales. I love talking to people about sales. So if you are a salesperson and you want to talk about sales, feel free to give me a call at 347-857-3094. I'd love to actually sit there and talk to you. A little bit, pick your brains about sales. We got about 25 more minutes left. So anyway, back to the inner game. The inner game for me is really understanding that when you come to the realization that you need to improve yourself, you need to change something to be better. Once you actually come to the conclusion and you start working at it, that you've already beaten almost every salesperson out there. There's very few salespeople out there who really want to improve themselves. There's very few salespeople that actually legitimately really want to improve themselves. And that's what makes the difference between a good salesman and a bad salesman. Now, there's some awesome salesmen who are just naturally people. They're just naturally talkative. They're able to get friends right away. But it took them years to do that. It wasn't they were born with like that. They had to fail. They had to trial and error, and they were quickly able to learn. And that's one thing you got to realize. If you're listening to this podcast saying, hey, I want to learn something, just understand deep down inside that you are actually doing more than 80% of other salespeople out there. Your competition salespeople, there's probably that one guy who is learning things and doing things, but your competition, those guys don't care. those people don't want, they hate their jobs, but not you. You want to actually do better. You want to improve yourself. And with those new social media, you got to prove to your current employer and your future employers that you can actually provide them a service of increasing their sales. Now, the reason behind I'm doing these blog talk radios is to show myself as a value to the community and as far as people online. It blows my mind in a sense of all the opportunities out there. And the one thing that I have to say is that as far as when it comes to sales, is that the opportunity is so big and it's just out there. And I look at Twitter, I look at Facebook, and I see all these connections and the people I've met through both those worlds I would never met if I went to a convention or if I went to some type of group meeting or even that, just cold calling. And the biggest thing with the inner game is understanding that those tools are out there and that you have to take the necessary steps to learn those tools. Because, folks, I see the future coming down the road, and the future is social media. How well are you connected? What's your network like? Example, and I hate this, and I think everybody can attest to it. I'm sorry for you guys who are actually on the calls that are listening to this that are insurance salespeople. They are everywhere and everything, and they come out of the woodwork trying to sell you stuff. And then those guys who are trying to recruit those people to sell stuff because they are a networking. They already see the future of sales is through networking. You won't be surprised later down the road that when you go to Walmart or you go to Target or you go to Staples, that those types of things, they're going to look at how well do you know people. What's your social media reach? I know a lot of employers I hear when I read about job recruiters and read about new employers are asking for your Facebook login. They're looking for your Twitter login. They want to see how many followers you have, how many Facebook friends you have, how big is your network. Not for the fact that what you can do against the company, but how far you can bring your company's name. And that's going to be interesting because then it comes down to, it's like, yeah, you may not be in the interview process, may not be the best candidate, but they're seeing something else when you have like over 400 or 600 friends that are LinkedIn. You have 600 or 1,000 plus connections. They're either saying this guy is well connected or he's well promoting. He understands the connectability of it. And that is really what the big thing is with social media and the sales aspect, is that even if you're not in sales, you have to be selling yourself at all times. You got to be doing that. And that's what's about the inner game, is realizing that and taking the necessary steps to learn and be better. Now, I've been reading a lot of books and watching tons of videos. There's no simple key. Everyone has their own way of changing one's mind, or many people do not know how to unlock their ability. Unlocking your ability is not easy. It requires to know a lot about yourself and how you work. And that's the one thing a lot of people don't understand. Like, everybody reads online and watches these videos about how you actually work and how you actually do things. It's like, oh, you try this, try that. It may not work for you. And then you get that false hope of like, oh, this didn't work for me. You realize the approach that you may be reading may be different for you. Maybe you have to change a different way of taking that information in, or how you're practicing it maybe need to be different. So don't just give up on just that one simple thing like, oh, they taught me this online or read this about this, and you go try it and you fail miserably. Or you've been trying it for different clients, different customers, and they just keep failing. Maybe in how you are actually engaging that information is different, and you may have to change your way in how you get that information or how you interact with new techniques to really understand the concept. Like, for example, a lot of people say when you say sales, a lot of people say, oh, God, it's about selling, how much you can get money out of the customer. Well, that's negative thinking. That's not what you really want. You want to build a relationship, a long-lasting relationship, not a short-term relationship. And what I mean by short-term relationship is like, oh, what can I help you with? What can you do? Da, da, da. And you go through all these processes, and then you get the sale, and then they walk out the door. is that customer going to come back to you? Is that person going to call you back and say, hey, I want to buy more from you? No, because you got the sale right there and you got the most money out of them, but they don't remember you. They don't know really about you. Talk about yourself. Talk about your personal story. I know there was a guy on Advanced Selling that talks about telling your own story, and that's the merit inner game. What is your story? Who are you about? The inner game is the most important aspect in any type of sales. And the one fact that when you engage the concept of the inner game, then you know that you already have a leg up on everybody else. That's the key thing, folks. Just to take away from this is that once you engage the fact that you have to improve your inner game, that you have to improve yourself, then you know at that moment in time that you are better than anybody else in the market. Because a lot of times these people, they may not be thinking about sales. They may not be reading about sales. They may read a book here, or they may check on websites. But if you're constantly, like every week, or maybe on your lunch break, you're just looking up information about sales and new techniques and how things go, or that you're talking to other salespeople and you're just trying to learn new techniques, that right there gives you a leg up against the competition, against anybody else in the market. And the thing is that you may say, well, my competition is doing the same thing. Well, the thing is that it's just you and him. That's the beauty about sales and how this market is so huge. If you are proactive, yes, there may be 1,000 people, but only 100 of those people are getting the sales. 100 of those people are improving themselves. And if you think about, if you take 100 people and you put them in New York State and say, okay, this is your territory, and there's over 10,000 customers to 100 people, it kind of, you start thinking, well, you know what, there is enough room for all of us. There is really enough as far as, you know, in the whole United States, 100 people versus the United States. So don't discourage negativity thinking of like, oh, if I improve, someone else improves, why bother? Well, the big thing is the understanding is that with the inner game, very few people have that. So not even that your competition is trying to one-up you, but there's fewer people doing it. That's the key thing. The understanding, pivot point there is understanding when you improve yourself, you're beating 80, 90% of these people out there that don't want to improve themselves. They're just maintaining, and they're just going to lose this job and go to the next job. What are you doing to build your current network and grow bigger? Like right now on my LinkedIn, I have only probably about 20 people on it. And I'm reading online, you need at least 500. What are you doing if you get laid off right now? What's your network? What's your fallback? Who do you know that you can say, hey, I lost my job. Do you know anything? I read something on CareerBuilder.com that recently said that 50% of job offers, 50% of job offers are not posted. And that is 100% true. Because you know why? Because I worked for a multi-billion-dollar company, and then I started working part-time for my friend, helping him with a software company, Covey Media, or Covey Computer Software. And basically, he didn't post that job online. That was just because I proved myself that I can get stuff done with my little hobby of filmmaking, that he offered me that job. Now, the thing is that he needed someone that can get stuff done, but he didn't post that job. He didn't tell people that job. So that's the key thing in understanding, folks, is that you may be sitting in a room thinking, oh, there's no jobs out there. But what are you doing to get your name out there, to get people to see you? What are you doing? Are you doing your blog talk rate? Are you on Twitter? Are you posting relevant content? Are you doing a blog? Are you creating content to get people's attention? And that is the key thing to understand with this whole social media and sales. Is what are you doing to improve yourself to get those people to look at you? Now, a lot of people say, oh, everybody does a blog talk radio. Oh, everybody's doing a blog. Well, that's great. If everybody else is doing it, everybody has their own unique story, and they have their all different way perspective. They all have their fails, and we can all learn from ourselves. If everybody's doing something, then what happens is we get uniqueness. We get the ability to do it. I mean, not everybody's going to do it. The one thing I find funny is that all these companies are now doing blogs or doing all these things. And the thing is that they really don't care. They're not really caring about that blog. They really don't care about engaging with the customer and engaging with the audience. And the thing is that when you interact with people, like if someone calls in right now or they go in the chat room, I'm going to interact with them. I'm going to say, hey, how's it going? those are the big things to understand. You have to engage with your listeners and listen to them and talk to them and get to know them and get to know your audience. And then everybody says it, they repeat it, but it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard. To wrap up the topic, when you realize the act of wanting to be better, you are becoming better than 80%. It's really much, I want to emphasize that. I can't really emphasize that much. Attitude is the biggest thing in this industry, I find. If you have a positive attitude and that you're saying, you know what, I want to improve myself, I want to get my inner game better, then start reading the books. Start listening to podcasts. Start looking at websites. Look up, I actually found a lot of information on Reddit.com under the sales section. The thing is understanding that people out there, they're willing to give you a leg up. I find it funny, too, that, like, you have to go out and get the information, but when you ask, like, hey, can I get a mentor or can I get help or something, they really don't want to help you. But there's people out there that are willing to help because they are successful and they know it's easy and they know what has to be done and everybody can do it. If you're not willing to help another person, then that shows that you do not have the fallback on if that person becomes more successful than you. That's the one thing. Then you're scared. You don't know what you're doing. And when someone doesn't want to help you, that is a sign that they are weaker than you. Take that as a compliment. If you're saying, hey, can you help me with this? And they're like, no, you're on your own. Read some books. Or they don't even want to respond back to you. Understand that that's a sign of weakness to them. They are scared of you. They don't want that competition. They don't want to see you succeed. Because you know what? I look at it this way. If someone asks me for opinions or asks me for help, I'm going to try to help them 100%. And they become successful, I'm going to say, what did you do? And they turn around and they should help me. The thing is the inner game is all about becoming aware of yourself and understanding that your weaknesses. Now, talk about weaknesses here. Let's take a second and talk about weaknesses. Now, a lot of people beat themselves up and saying, oh, you know what, I can't do this or I can't do that. And the big thing is that, yes, you want to look at the negatives, but you don't want to harp on the negatives. You don't want to always look at the negatives like, oh, I hate cold calling. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want to cold call. I hate cold calling. Cold calling is the biggest – I really want to try a whole career without actually trying to cold call. I want to be doing social media. I want to do the Block Talk radios and build a relationship with people one-on-one. And the biggest thing is networking. Networking. And the whole Internet and how it's presented and it's matured to a point that we can actually do that now, that we don't need to cold call. We just build a network. But the key thing is, and this is the most important thing, if you want to take something out of this, the most important thing is quality. Quality will always trump everything in life, no matter what. Because, you know, at the end of the day, people want to know who can do the job right done the first time. That's right. Who wants to do the job right? Who can do the job right now right? Doesn't matter the price. It doesn't matter how long it takes. As long as it gets done right. And that is the big thing. Don't put your name, don't network with every single hobo out there. The big thing is this, is that you got to know the person. You got to get to know the person. What have they done? What's their accomplishment? Now, some of these people are brand new. They're starting out. They really haven't gotten their reputation out there. Give them a chance. But those people who have been there for years and they say, oh, I've done this and done that, look into it. Look at their Twitter feed. Look at their Facebook. Look at what they've done. If they're not doing anything, they're just kind of sitting there, then they're not, or they don't have anything to show that what they've done in the past, then that's a sign that they really are not a good person you want to pair up with. That's the thing, is like you're putting your name with someone else. So if someone says, hey, who can I get to do my signs? This is a pretty example. Like the business that I was working for, they needed signs to be made. So I called the landlord. The landlord's like, yeah, here's a number. Called the sign guy. The sign guy took about 3 weeks, and it was constantly all delayed. And we're sitting there thinking, this guy is the worst guy ever, right? And I was about to call the landlord back and say, hey, man, you may not want to give that person that reference anymore. This guy is taking almost 3 weeks. He's delayed our printing by 3 weeks. But then after he got the signs up, after a month, we moved into the building and a month later he put the signs up towards like 3 weeks. 3 weeks in, he finally put the signs up on the building. Someone comes across the street, or another business owner comes over and goes, "Who did your signs? Because my sign guy still hasn't done our sign." And we kind of just stared at each other for a second, going, "Are you serious?" He says, "Yeah, it's been 6 months. The guy hasn't made my sign yet." So they don't even think, when you think for a second, you know, this person is failing. Look at the whole industry. Is this person above the beyond the industry? And it's kind of interesting, because in the industry of software, we're expecting a quick turnaround time. We got to move fast. You got to change with the times. If something updates, you got to get it within a week or a couple hours. You got to get that fixed. Where the sign guy, we're saying, like, why is it taking 3 weeks? It's just production. It takes 3 weeks to get it done. He has other customers. He's only one guy running the whole business. We're sitting there thinking it should be done within 48 hours. In his world, he did a great job in 3 weeks. He was able to get it done. So when you do evaluate people, and when you start looking at quality aspects of people's work, make sure you look at the industry in general and get to know their industry. And I'm not talking about, like, spending days and months and weeks on this. I'm talking about just in general, kind of like understanding how much work they have to be involved and what they have to do. Now, I do have some background in production and graphic design, and one of the things I do know, it does take a while to get stuff done. I don't know really much about signs, but I know in production-wise, it does take about 24 to 48 hours to get stuff printed on paper and stuff like that. But and the thing is with quality is understanding is that when you put your name on quality, people are going to come back to you more and more and more. And that's the one thing I do with my hobby. I have a hobby called filmmaking. And really the filmmaking aspect, I do short films. I actually did a first feature-length movie. And my biggest emphasis was quality. When they actually had the premiere night, was the night fun? Was it exciting? Was it memorable? Like, every aspect of what you do has to have a mission. And the mission is you got to have quality. Because at the end of the day, the question you have to ask yourself, will this stand the test of time or the stand the test of criticism? And I can't stress you enough how, if you're not good or you're just mediocre or you're just barely getting by, perspective is reality. I remember one politician on MSNBC was saying that perspective is reality. So whatever people see you or what you're doing is the reality they see it as. With the age of social media, you can present something that isn't reality, and people believe that because that's what they see and read. They don't know anything else, so how can they say it's not true? And so you got to realize is that there's great opportunity to really be able to say, hey, I am good quality. This is what I've done. And there's also opportunity if you don't do anything good that people see it and know about it. So you have to make sure your standards are always high. Like my Twitter feed at Jason Durr. Now, the thing with Jason Durr Twitter feed, sometimes I post something that's funny, and I think, you know what, later on I'm like, yeah, I better get rid of that. Because at the end of the day, is this good information? And I can't stress it enough. You got to make sure every message you post is something positive. Now, sometimes you may complain, and you may say, oh, I don't like this. Or you may want to complain towards the manufacturer. That's all good. But if it's constantly, then you're a negative person. People perceive that. You're just a negative person. In reality, you're just venting. And Twitter is not really meant, or Facebook is not really meant to be Twitter. It's negative outlook. My thing is, one of my good friends, she uses Facebook just rarely. And when she does post, she posts like once a week, and she posts something positive, and she gets like 25, 30 likes. Not many people get 20, 35 likes every single post. So that's a sign of showing that when you do something positive and you're constantly posting something positive, people like that and they'll like it. And you're not doing it all the time, too. You're not bombarding the network all the time, your followers. Respect your audience. Respect the people. And you will see the people respect you. They'll find you quality. And that's the key thing when it comes to inner game. Make yourself qualified. Qualify yourself. Make yourself quality. What do you have to do to know that when you're doing something, you're doing in quality? Is it sale process quality? how you talk to people as a quality. When you're doing presentation, is there quality in there? When you're doing your PowerPoints, is it quality in there? Are you just doing half-ass? If you know you're going, you know what, I really didn't feel the energy to it, what can you do to fix it? What can you do to bring that quality up to a better point? And that's what the inner game is all about. Most people don't care. That's the key thing here, folks. And when you do change yourself, when you do turn around and say, you know what, I want to get better, you have to understand one thing. It's hard. It's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of time. Most habits take 60 days to 30 days. I think it's 30 days to change. So if you're like, I want to do this, I want to be better at this, it's going to take you 30 days. And I'm not talking about just like, oh, I'm going to spend 1 hour here, or I'll spend on like weekend on that. No, every day, every time you think about, you got to change. And it's the moment you wake up, you're thinking about that change. You got to focus on it. You got to make sure that you're doing it. And a lot of people don't do that. They just think about it. You know, they may change a little bit, but you can. And that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. People can change. They can change themselves. They can better themselves. Don't expect big changes. That's another thing. Don't expect to change your inner game overnight. Don't expect that you're going to be this great salesperson by 3 weeks or within a month or 6 months. It takes years. It takes years of quality. And now a lot of people say, oh, I go to college. You go to college, you get education, get all that good stuff. That's great. But that's the problem. That's the thing with college is that after 8 years, or if you get your master's degree, you have a quality to you. You understand the industry. You understand knowledge, and you can provide that knowledge in a quality manner. And the same thing goes for sales. We don't have college for sales. College sales. There's training courses. There's people out there who's like, for example, Advanced Sales Podcast. They do a lot of the selling courses, but there's not really any way to call to go to college for selling. There's no, you could go with psychology and you could do all this stuff, but there's no way, there's nothing out there that says this is the courses to better understand and be better at selling. Because at the end of the day, when you are in sales, it's about the people. It's about you and making that connection with that person. If you don't make that connection with that person, if you don't make that ability to connect with that person, be that person's advocate, and be that person and say, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, this is how it is, okay? If you don't have that relationship with a customer or your client, it's going to be a harder – you're going to have a hard life. You're going to have a hard life in sales. And I only got about a minute left, folks. But I just want to let you know this. Thank you very much for listening and listening to me rant for the last 30 minutes. Make sure to check out jasondurr.com. I'll be posting up blog videos. I don't know when I'll do another Blog Talk Radio. Send me a message at me@jasondurr.com if you listen to this message, and let me know what you think and what you want to talk about. And let's once again, if you're listening to this, thank you very much for listening. And thank you for everybody for listening to this, and have yourself a great night.